Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Si Hearn.
Hey, everyone, how are you doing? Welcome to the Business Profit Club. You know, this is the podcast that is all about business, profits, and having that club sort of we're in it together mentality. Yeah. Now. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
How is that bench? You know, that you're sleeping on these days.
Tell me about it. Because if anyone's watching, do I need to have a beard trim? And a haircut? I think the answer is yes.
It probably is. But, you know, you're still looking good in a kind of
vagrant way.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so today's episode, what are we doing? We're going to be talking through what we're up to at the moment because people ask us, what are you up to? What are you doing? And so I thought probably
why not answer
it? About time we told everyone, isn't it?
I think that's a good idea.
So here we are. We are at the moment all about helping others.
That's it. Help others.
Yeah. And obviously you need a bit more help than most.
Yeah, obviously.
But we've got to ditch that and we've got to help other people. That's because it. We're in this, the idea of this, so Instagram, Facebook Live, podcast, we're all about sharing the info, sharing the love, explaining what we do, how we can help people because, you know, it's important to help other people, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you always look up to the person that's giving you a hand up.
Yeah.
And what you should always do is remember to turn around and offer that hand back down to the person who's behind who needs a hand up as well.
Very kind.
Yeah. You like that?
I do.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. All right. First thing that we're up to is I think we need to clear up who our customers are.
It's like a family tree, really, because it's not our customers, it's our customers of our customers.
That's it. It's the ultimate customer, isn't it?
Oh, Pete.
I'm just getting interrupted there by a phone call. I had to just blitz that. Always remember to turn your phone off when you're doing a podcast. Never did. So who is the ultimate customer? So whilst the client might be the client, so we're helping people. Let's explain. What are we doing for people at the moment? We are helping people with their Facebook ad campaigns and also their bots, their chat bots. So yeah. The bot automation, it is, and we've been doing some interesting stuff kind of around the business, haven't we? We've been looking at protecting the assets. So if you're out there in business and you're wondering, should you protect things? So things like your assets. So should you trademark things? Mm. And we've just been trademarking a few extra things, haven't we?
A few bits and bobs.
As we put the business, as the business evolves, you got to kind of evolve with it. So that's to protect things longer term. But hang on, we were talking about customers. So where did all that come from? Well, we're the customers that we've got at the moment. We're talking about Facebook ads, campaigns, chatbots. You know, we've been doing all right, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting clients in all the time, inquiries all the time, people who are fascinated by the idea of a perfect member of staff who doesn't want paying.
24/7.
Turns up 24/7. Doesn't need to go on holiday.
Doesn't need toilet break.
Doesn't need a toilet break. And he's quite happy to answer those same questions time after time after time. Yeah. Chatbots.
Cool.
Oh, and there we are, as if to do something about Facebook. Up pops a little message on Si's phone saying,
your ad is approved.
There we go. So another ad.
In our voice as well.
Yeah. Another ad going out. So we're doing that with people and we're helping people build these things. So the thing that we wanted to talk about, first of all, is when you are working with clients, yes, they're your customer. Are we keeping you up?
Yeah, I feel a bit tired today. I don't know why. I look like I'm tired, don't I?
Well, to be honest, you look like you're dead.
I know.
Tired is probably putting it, giving you a boost.
True, yeah.
But no,
not the chocolate variety.
No, not the chocolate. Giving up chocolate for Lent.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's tough. But no, it's just a little something. Anyway.
You have back given, to, you're giving chocolate up for Lent?
Yeah, I've given chocolate up for Lent. Dramatic pause whilst he stares at me.
You mean while you're lent on the table, you mean?
Yeah. No, I have. Is it 40 days?
Mm. Won't be doing that.
You won't?
No.
No. Well, I mean, the day doesn't start with that. Two or three.
Pano chocolats,
yeah. Mm. Two or three of those, eh? But, right. Where were we? We were talking about something.
Well, the ad popped up, and Cheryl
Remecki Carbonell
joined us.
There we go. We love trying to read out the names on Instagram.
That's a nice long name.
Yeah, perfect.
Say hi. Woo.
Yay.
She's waved to us.
Yeah, she's waved back. She hasn't left yet.
No.
Well done.
I'm going to say thank you, Cheryl. I won't go the long name because I'll get confused.
But what we're talking about here is who is the customer?
Who is your customer?
You've got to keep your customer happy.
Who's your customer, Cheryl?
And if your client has customers and you're trying to do something for them, you've got to have the mindset of, I need to be ultimately satisfying them, giving them great value, great content, great products, great services, so that they're happy with what's going on. So one of the biggest questions that we always have is when we are talking to clients, it's trying to work out who their customer is. Because if you don't understand who their customer is, how the hell can you talk to them?
You can't help them, can you?
No, you can't. You've not got a clue. And how many clients would you say, if you put them on the spot and said, who is your ideal customer, how many could describe it?
I don't think many could.
No. I'd agree. It really isn't. Ooh. Parents of teenagers, actors and kids who want to sing or play the piano. That sounds awesome.
That's cool. So are you into the entertainment industry then, Cheryl?
So Cheryl is, there's kids there who do all sorts of things on there. We've got Marky Mark Bowen, who's joined us here on Facebook Live. Mark, you know who you are. Don't forget, we've got a special invite out there. And Mark Bowen has taken us up on it and will be appearing on a future episode of the Business Profit Club. And we'll be talking to him, and he's let us know that he is a business coach. So that'll be a very interesting episode.
Cheryl is an actress and a music educator.
I tell you what.
Would you like to come on one of our podcasts, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Tell us about it and
talk about your
yourself.
Business. Talk
Would
about
you like
your business.
On?
Now, one of the things is, when it's a local, when you've got people that I'm assuming who are traveling to come and use your services there, Cheryl, when you are trying to advertise to your local market, interested to know what you are using to get more people in to your classes, your products, your services, however you're serving your customers. Yes, she would like to come on. Well, you need to let
drop
us know.
Drop us a DM. Well, I don't know what that was. That was a bit weird, wasn't it? Yeah, drop us a DM and we will arrange that with you. Whereabouts are you from, Cheryl?
There we go. This podcast is disappearing off, spiraling down a rabbit hole, but it's good because here's the thing. Cheryl, if we asked you to describe your ideal customer, your ideal client.
Ideal client.
And who their ideal customer or ultimately what they want to do. So anything like that. Just started your studio. Send you a DM. You're in Winter Park, Florida.
Florida.
There you go.
It's a bit warmer there than it is here.
Yeah. Now then, Cheryl, I don't want to disappoint you. We may not be making this podcast together in Florida yet.
Not yet.
But we can do it by the wonders of technology. But it's really interesting when you're talking to people and you say, right, who is your customer? Describe your customer. What is it they want to achieve? So if you're in the music, acting, business, something like that, these are people, aspirational people who want to do all sorts of things.
Where do they hang out?
Yeah. What language do they use? What do they talk about? Pain, pleasure. How are you gonna satisfy those demands?
Cheryl, yeah. Skype, but also there's another one called Zoom. Have you heard of Zoom? Zoom is fantastic. It's a lot more stable. I do like Zoom.
Yeah, it is.
I use it for all my meetings, and I find it
it's
definitely
good, it?
Beneficial. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, Cheryl, definitely we will get together and find out. We'd love to know what your marketing plans are at the moment out there in Florida. Zoomed before as well. Yes. Ed. I don't know why she's calling you Ed.
I don't know. Maybe in my certainly bad head. Bad head day.
Yeah. But anyway, so clients. obviously you are looking to work with a client because you want to give them business growth. 100%. You want to give them business profits.
Yeah.
You're wanting to make sure you give them great customer service and value.
100%.
Yeah. And what makes a happy client? It's when their clients are happy. So that's why you've got to follow through and think, who are you working for and who are they working for? So make sure you do that. We've got a few other things on here. One of the things that you know, we're up to at the moment is trying to take the strain from people, take the strain.
Yeah. Basically, because you can't do everything. You can't do everything, so.
You can't. No, you can't. We talk about it all the time, but, you know.
So it's always better off working as a team.
Working as a team, but also just getting the input of other people. So that's why we love to have guests on the show. We've got some coming up. And, you know, we can find out what their qualities are, what their skills are, because who knows? There could be a partnership in there. Could be a JV. There could be a free trip to Florida, say.
Exactly, yeah. Cheryl. Might do. So are you part of a team or are you working by yourself?
Yeah, you say you've just set your studio up.
Are you using Facebook to target your ads? Or what are you using to target your clientele?
Yeah.
Very interested to know. Because I like it when it's interactive and we can delve in live so we can have a chat.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of that, then, what we're looking to do is obviously when you get clients and you're out there trying to grow your business, you're looking at doing partnerships. And you're looking at thinking, should always be thinking, right, I'm going to test them out.
Yeah.
Test them out on both sides. But you want to make sure that, you know, you're thinking to yourself, hang on, let's do this long term.
Yeah.
So it's values. You know, what are their values? What are your values? Is that going to work? How's it going to work? How's the partnership going to work? Can you see a future?
And I think definitely from what you were saying there about testing it out, you've got to test it out, because if you don't test it out, it's your reputation on the line, because your client has been referred by you.
Well, let's face it. You can do it. You can end up doing a partnership and getting stuck working with people that you really don't want to work with.
Yeah. And that can be a nightmare.
Yeah. So I would always say, okay, start your first agreement, first piece of work. It's fixed. It's got an end date. If it's going really well and it looks like that relationship should be good, then, you know, that's when you start talking about the next project. Hang on. We've got a big message here. Okay.
I've never heard that before. I like it, though. Solopreneur.
Solopreneur. Yeah. So far, Instagram. Nice. All right. So Cheryl's saying that at the moment she's using Instagram and she's setting up a Facebook page in the next week. What's wrong with this week? There you go. Twitter and LinkedIn, very new, but moving ahead day by day. Well, that's always a good plan, is that?
Baby steps. That's right, isn't it?
Don't start singing Baby Shark.
But baby steps, little, and then we get it, yeah.
Anyway, right, so this is interesting. One of the things I'd say is, depending on your niche and your business, you'll probably find that one of the platforms resonates much more with your clients, your typical customer. I would hazard a guess that, Cheryl, you've probably hit on the best one at the moment, which is Instagram.
Yeah.
For your crew. Twitter and LinkedIn. LinkedIn, a lot of people regard that as more business to business. So that's interesting. But, you know, there's lots that you can do. In terms of that, but you know, we'll get on and we'll talk about it and see if we can help.
As if Cheryl was sent to us by an angel, because that's what we've just been talking about with our business.
Here we go. I found another business with the same name and similar logo, so I'm changing names. Then we'll proceed with the other platforms. All right, I like it. Check out that name can be your sort of real estate, can be grabbed on each of those platforms without having to change it.
Congruence is key.
Yeah.
Keep it consistent.
And don't pick a long name like Business Profit Club, because it don't always fit in every platform, does it? But also, if you've got something really good, then we were talking right at the beginning of the show about trademarks and how you can do that. It doesn't cost that much. And if you feel that you've hit on something really good, and bear in mind that a great name can be for SEO and keyword search.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the difference between a page one and a booming business and a business that disappears. So there we go. All interesting stuff. Look, this is good. So what else are we doing? Well, we're loving doing this. So we're loving doing this thing where we can help people out and get people to jump in, give us some questions. We love doing that. It's great fun. But we're obviously in the business of doing things ourselves, for ourselves. And one of the things we're doing is we're creating a suite of assets, and that is comprising of some training courses.
Yep.
And these are training courses that help people get their head around the major things that we're interested in at the moment, which is kind of the Facebook, Instagram, and the chatbots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really focusing on that.
You've got your 24/7 assistant.
Absolutely. Never grumbles, never complains, and so far has never taken a holiday.
And always gets up on time, not like me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, true.
There you go. But that's what we're doing. So we're creating that. We're also creating a membership system. So we're going to be putting that in, and that will be taking a new strategy each month.
Full of values.
Yeah, a new strategy each month, how you can apply it to your business, so whether it's a local business, whether you're a global business, small, starting out, whatever it is, looking to do webinars, looking to use chatbots, get people into Messenger, build your email list. We're going to be providing some strategies on that, which give you the layout, the flow, how you can put them together. We'll walk you through it, talk you through it, so you can implement.
Ad campaigns, how to target.
Yeah, definitely.
Avatars, how to find your perfect avatar.
Definitely.
And copywriting.
Yeah.
There might even be a little fancy tool coming with that.
Now, copywriting, as in with your hand, writing, typing, as opposed to the trademarks, which is going back to copyrights. So, so writing the copy for your ads, it's...
Because you can have the best ad in the world. You can have the best pictures in the world. But if you don't have the right copy, it'll never convert. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Because we all agree... And it's worked on all of us. If you've got the really good copy, it works.
Because people buy on one, emotion, and two, convenience.
There you go.
So if you've got them emotive and then they're thinking, well, this is convenient, I'll get it now, boosh.
Yeah. And remember, your brain consumes an enormous amount of calories. And the brain is always thinking to itself, right, is what this person telling me going to help me survive or thrive? And if it's going to do neither, you'll probably find that your brain will shut down and say, well, look, this ain't working at the moment. So I'm just going to park it here. I'll keep my eyes open so it looks like I'm paying attention, but in reality, I'm not. And that's one of the things that you've got to realize. Here's something. I used to do this because I do – quite a few things when people say this.
Nigel,
I'm only 22 with a few years experience. People say, Nigel, what do you do? And I'd say, well, it's complicated. Now, with that very opening line, their brain is shutting down because the brain says, well, this isn't going to help me survive. It's not going to help me thrive. I'm just going to stand here and just kind of nod. And not really take anything in. So one of the things I do is we're just focusing it down to one thing. So we're going to even get to the point where we are just putting the finishing touches to a demo bot.
Yeah.
So when people ask us, what do? We can just say, well, get your phone out, click on this link. Yeah. Log in. It'll take you to Messenger, get started, follow the prompts.
Yeah.
And then that tells you what we're doing. And that's it. So concentrate on one thing. Oh, trademarks. Yes, trademarks, definitely.
No, if we can help in any way, isn't it?
Cheryl's just posting another message about trademarks. Definitely. If you think that is a key name
and it
hits right up at the top of Google when people are searching, then, stick it in. Get it. Few hundred dollars might be worth it, give you a bit of protection. And don't forget, I think while someone could have the domain name for it, so they might have the .com for it, if you've got the trademark for it, then you are still in a probably stronger position than someone that has got the website, the domain. Possibly.
I've just said that off the top of my head,
so I don't know.
But you need to get the real estate.
Yeah,
the real
estate,
the Instagram, the Facebook, get them the
all.
Twitter,
get them all.
LinkedIn. Get them all.
Yeah.
Get them wrapped up and then get them out there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
What do you think to that, Cheryl, if you're still with us? Think you are.
I can't believe she is.
I can't believe it either.
Cheryl, you must have better things to do.
Than look at us.
Yeah. Yeah, and in Florida, it's probably, what, just about lunchtime?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Well,
at the time we're recording this, I don't know.
What time is it?
She says she's there. Goodness me, Cheryl, you poor thing. Anyway, what else have we got? The future. Well, I've just put under there, the future is exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It really is. There's so much. So much going on. There's so many opportunities out there. There's so many people that we're looking forward to working with, already working with, looking to work more with.
Yeah,
all these technologies
here.
That come
here.
Out. Yeah.
Are you enjoying this today, Cheryl? Seems it's the first time I've ever spoke to you, but hopefully not the last. True, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, I think so.
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know about you. You see, you might have been to Florida at the weekend. I don't know.
No, never been to Florida. Been to America, but never Florida.
Okay, there you go.
Been to Florida.
I have been to Florida.
I thought you would have been.
Yeah. I was in Miami Vice. Yes, I'm enjoying this. Well, then. No, I wasn't. I always wanted to be in Miami Vice.
Did you?
I did appreciate the big jackets, t-shirt, and slip-on loafers. And a white Testarossa would have helped as well.
Yeah, that won't have been too bad, would it?
But we're Florida. Here. Yeah, we're here. We're in the UK. It's not quite Florida weather.
I don't think it is. It's crazy. The next prompt as well that we were going to talk about as well is getting on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we've now got someone that wants to come on the podcast.
And we've got Mark still
and Mark wants to come.
On Facebook.
Cheryl. We've got quite a few.
We've got
Callum.
Yeah, Gary.
We've got loads
of people coming up. So what we're trying to do in the future is we're looking at people originally from Canada. That's why she's so nice.
Yeah, and it's hot here.
Oh, there you go.
So is that T-shirt, shorts, weather?
Yeah.
It's more like raincoat hot. Weather here.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Hot over here is not wearing your big coat.
That's it.
So what we were talking about is... We love talking to people, getting them on the podcast. We're getting people on. We're going to be interviewing them. But we love it when we get some interaction on the live feeds as well. And people fire us questions. And as we keep rolling this out, share this, Cheryl. Subscribe to us. It's a Business Profit Club on all your podcast players.
Spotify, iTunes,
Stitcher, yeah, they're all there. Google, Podbean, yeah, whatever they are, they should be out there on all of them. Business Profit Club, get on there, subscribe to it, share it with your friends, and we can hopefully spread the word and get more and more people in to enjoy a bit of Business Profit Club.
Business
so growing
Club.
Your business, getting more profits, enjoying the club atmosphere, and we will. Are we going to wrap it up for now?
I think so, but it's beach weather there now.
Beach weather, right, on that.
I think we're getting a bit jealous now.
Yeah.
What I'd say now, Cheryl, is, you know, what we were talking about, the helping people go from step to step to step, you know, when starting a business, how to do things online, how to do Facebook ads properly, how to do all these bits and pieces. If you're still there, just let us know what your thoughts on all that. Does that sound like something attractive? From the amount of messages we've received from people,
It
does seem that this is going to be a popular thing and that it'll be beneficial for their business. Because that's the main thing, and for their clients.
Well, we go back right to the beginning, helping others.
Helping others.
That's what we said. The first point of this, what are we up to? We're out here to try and help others. And it's great. I was doing coaching at VIP and Mastermind sessions last week, and there were some... great people, and some of the Facebook ad strategies that I was sharing with people kind of blew their brains.
Yeah.
And they were just, wow, that is amazing. That's incredible. And one of them actually, during the session, made a video, edited it, put the subtitles on, put the slides in. As I said, put it out there and was already getting inquiries by the time the session was coming to an end. So the thing is, if we can give something that's actionable that people can take away and use straight away, people love it.
Yeah, and I think the big key is when you are doing these things, lost sound, sorry, if you're addressing me, I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear us now, and if not, oh, she's back. She's brilliant. Back. She's back. Well, I was just asking you, first of all, if that would benefit you, if we could help you with Facebook ad strategies, if we could help you with, you know, social media, if we could help you with things that are going to help your business build step by step.
Yeah.
You know, to take it to where you want to be so you can help your customers, so you know how to target your customers. But as I said before, from the messages we're receiving, that this would be a very popular idea, and especially with your mind maps, Nigel, they're very popular.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So, yeah, you can subscribe. Go to businessprofitclub.co.uk /podcasts. You'll see in there the episodes where we've done a mind map.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the brain dump from us as to the things that we want to talk about.
Checklists.
It just helps people go through the episode without having to listen to it all again. You can remind yourselves as to what we were talking about, and hopefully that helps. But what we're going to do now is we're going to wrap up today's episode. Cheryl, we will sort out a time and a date to get you on the podcast and see if we can help you on your journey to fame, success, and all the rest of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's what we love doing. So, you enjoyed that?
Very good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us here on the Business Profit Podcast today with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Si Hearn.
We'll see you later. All right,
see
bye for now.
Bye.
No pause. No dramatic pause.
Not today.
No? You're on the float. You're in the float. All right, I'm going to press stop. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep dumb. Cheers for now.